Vic Reed. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
This is the Gospel of Grace, proclaiming the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to all mankind. Here's Vic Reed.
Thank you, sir. It's a privilege and honor to be here again today. I thank the Lord for having mercy on me. By his mercies, we're not consumed. I tell you, I'm not, it's not even me living, but him living in me. I'll not boast on anything save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I'm alive today inside my soul because of what he did for me. Salvation is of the Lord, and you can't get to God outside the Son, and the Father has to draw you to the Son. And you have to be born again, not born of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. You must be born again. And today, if you're religious and you're lost, my heart goes out to you. I've said this many times. I'm not here to throw stones at you. I'm not here to tear you down. I'm here to help you. My desire, my heart's desire is to see you saved, to see you born again. I want to see you get to heaven. I have no other motive to be on this radio station or to do my ministry that God gave me than to see souls saved. I don't take money for what I do. I've been in the ministry God put me in for 30-something years, about 32 years is about as long as I've been saved. And he sent me out to homes and different institutions to preach. And I don't take money. I'm never taking money. Don't want money. I'm not asking for your money here on this station. What I'm asking for is you to listen with your heart. I want you to be still and listen with your heart and let God deal with you. Let him speak to you. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's the only way you're going to get to heaven. That's how I got saved. I believe from my heart. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. You got to believe from the heart. That's why Paul said that. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. When you believe from the heart, you'll repent and you'll come to the Lord, believing with all your heart, willing to give up the world, willing to die to sin and turn from it. And when you get in that condition, that's when he saves you. When you come to him like that, he gives you a brand new heart. David said that. He said when he committed that great sin, he took another man's wife and had this man murdered. He might as well have done it himself. He was the murderer. God told him. He said, you murdered Uriah the Hittite. And there was a time when kings was to go forth to battle, but David tarried still in Jerusalem. And he was out walking on the rooftop, and he looked down and saw a woman, a beautiful woman, bathing. And this woman was the wife of another man, Uriah the Hittite's wife, one of the mighty 30. This man was a valiant man, an honorable man, a saved man. And he was out fighting the king's battles and the Lord's battles. And he looked down upon her, and he went and sent for her and took her. And he had sex with this woman, and then she got pregnant. And she sent to him and said, I'm with child. And he tried to hide it. He tried to send him down to his wife and make him think it was his own baby. But Uriah wouldn't go in. And there come a time when he wouldn't do it. So he wrote a death warrant. He said, wrote a letter and sealed it and sent it to Joab, the captain of the host, by Uriah's own hand. It said, put him up in the heat of the battle and back off from him, and that he may die. And sure enough, that's what happened. And he died. And then he went in after he died. She mourned for a while. And then he took her and brought her in to be his wife. And God was displeased with this thing. And he sent Nathan the prophet to him and gave him a little story. He told him, he said, there was a man that was rich. And he had everything he could want. And he had a little a neighbor here that had nothing except this one little ewe lamb. And this rich man took that lamb for somebody else, repaired it, and killed it, and gave it to this visitor, and they ate of that lamb. And this man, he said that when David, he said his anger was kindled, and against this man, he said, as the Lord liveth, this man's going to die. And then Nathan told him, he said, thou art the man. He lowered the boom on him. God's word came to him and said, "You're the man." And David repented in his heart, and he wrote that great psalm. He said, "I've sinned against God." But he wrote Psalm 51, and he wrote, his heart was broke. And he didn't say, "Restoring to me thy salvation." He said, "Restoring to me the joy of thy salvation." David was a saved man, and he committed murder. And that went within his heart. He didn't hate Uriah, but he was trying to hide his sin. And he that hide his sin shall not prosper. But David didn't confess, but he had this man murdered. And he murdered him himself. And David wrote this great psalm. And he said, "You desired not sacrifice." He said, "Else would I have given it, thou delightest not in burnt offering." He said, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." And David committed a great sin, but David was a saved man. And you say, can a saved man commit murder? Absolutely. David did it. And he was saved in his heart. His flesh wasn't saved. That's what I've been preaching to you for months now. There's a difference in salvation and religion. And there's a difference in condemned nature in the heart and in the flesh. When you're born in sin, and you're conceived in sin, and you're born unclean. You're born dead in trespasses and sin. We all are. Every man that's ever been born has been born in trespassing sin. And the only one that's ever been born perfect, it was the Lord Jesus. And his flesh, his body wasn't from man. It wasn't of the will of man, but God put a seed in a virgin. That seed come from above. The blood come from above. And that's a virgin brought forth. Mary brought forth a child, and his name was called Emmanuel. That was God with us. The Word of God was with us. And he went back, and he left the Comforter here, and that's the Holy Spirit. That's when you're saved, when you get born again, when the Holy Spirit is put in the heart. And that's the only way you can be perfected in the heart, the only way you can have the peace and joy of God. But we're all born in sin. We're all shaped in iniquity. There's not a righteous man. There's never been anybody that sought after God. He had to come seeking us, and that's why he sent his word down, the Lord Jesus in flesh, to die for our sins and become the sacrifice, the propitiation for our sin. And John talked about this over in the book of John, and I've been studying this. He said, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son." And I don't think that John's saying here that he said that we got the witness in ourselves. That's when the Holy Ghost is put inside the heart. He said, "He that believeth not God hath made him a liar." Now, no matter what you do, whether you believe or not, you don't make God a liar. And I don't think that's what he's saying here. You can call God a liar, but you'll never make him a liar. But you make yourself a liar. God don't send anybody to hell. You send yourself there. And when you don't believe what God on his Son from the heart, then you've made yourself a liar, which is you're remaining in your sin. You're still unsaved. Because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life and is in his Son. He gives us eternal life. There is no other plan of salvation. There's no temporary plan of salvation. This life is in his Son, and him was life, and this life was the light of men. And he said that he that hath the Son hath life, and he hath not the Son of God hath not life. Either you're saved or you're not saved. When you get born again, when you believe from the heart, you call on God, there's a process that takes place. When you hear the word of God, how they're going to call on him who not believed, how they're going to believe in him whom they've not heard. How's he going to hear without a preacher? How's he going to preach except he be sent? Let's please God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And when you believe from the heart, when you hear the gospel, God gives you saving grace, saving faith, and you call upon him from the heart, he washes you in his own blood. And then that's when he can take the Holy Spirit, because you're clean on the inside. He can put the Holy Spirit inside the heart, and he makes you brand new. And the seed remains, and it cannot sin. That's because the seed of God is inside the soul, and there's no sin there anymore. You cannot sin from within. You can only sin from without when you've really been born again. That's the only way you can sin is when the outer man, because he didn't save the flesh. We're still have an unclean nature, a condemned nature in this flesh. It's going back to dust. He didn't save our flesh. He saved our souls. And when you get born again, he puts the Holy Spirit inside the heart, and it cannot sin. The seed remains. He said, "These things I've written unto you, that ye believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." And he went on to say a little bit over, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. And I'm not preaching a license to sin today. I'm not preaching an easy believism. There are no loopholes in salvation. Once you're born again, your God holds you accountable. Everything you've done in the past, when you get saved, everything you've done in the past is put away as far as the east is the west. He said, I'm going to write my law in their hearts and in their minds. And that word of God has been put in the heart. He said, and I'm going to forgive them for their transgressions. They're going to put away. But everything you do from the day you get saved to God takes you out or to the rapture, you'll be held accountable for it. And he chastises his own. All that belong to God are partakers of his chastisement. Any man without chastisement of God is none of his. You're not saved. You're not born again. And he corrects us. And if we stay in the sin, then he takes us out. He takes us on home. And you'll suffer loss at the judgment seat of Christ. And there are two judgments. There's a judgment seat of Christ for the saved, and there's a judgment for the unsaved. That's the white throne judgment. And that's what most people don't understand today. You're religious, and you go by what your denomination tells you. But I'm telling you the truth today because I've experienced it. I speak because I know what's in my heart. And I'm going to tell you today, when I got born again, I tried religion before, and I don't preach denomination. I preach to God's word. Everything I'm preaching today is not from the Baptist. It's not from the Methodist. It's not from any other denomination. This is from God's word, and it's perfect and it's pure. And before I got saved, God's word disturbed me. I didn't want to be around it. I respected it, but it disturbed me, and it condemned me, and I didn't want to be around it. But when I got born again, God, because of prayer, he drawed me and he saved me, I loved the word of God. He said, oh, how love I thy law. And I tell you, I couldn't get enough of it. And I wanted to constantly read and pray because I was born of God. I was born into his spirit of love. And he washed me and born me into his body. And you're born first. Your mother birthed you into the world in a water bag. You're born of water. And then you must be born again of the spirit. And that's what I got. I got a born of the spirit the second time. I got counterfeited the first time when I was younger. I told you before, when I was about 15, 16 years old, they got me into a church and they baptized me, put me on the church roll. Nothing had changed. I was still the same old man I'd always been, and I got back to the same old things I'd always been, and even worse. But when I got born again, right before I turned 24 years old, God changed me. He changed my heart. He put the Spirit of God inside my heart, and I became a brand new creature in Christ. Old things passed away. All things become new. He took the love of the world out of me. Any man that loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. And like I was saying, when he committed this great sin, he was still a saved man. He never lost his salvation. He was just, God had to get his attention. He said, the sword's not going to depart from my house. And a lot of things happened to David, but he never lost his salvation. David's in heaven. He was a man after God's own heart. It was like Hezekiah when he had sinned unto death, his sin he committed. And when God warned him, he turned his face to the wall. And it's back to the world, and he wept sore. And then God heard his crying before the man of God, Isaiah, could get out in the middle of the court. God turned him around. He said, you go in and you tell him that I'm forgave him, and I'm adding 15 years to his life. And God forgave him and added 15 years to his life because he wept sore. He had a broken heart and a contrite spirit about his sin that he had committed. Now, it wasn't about to get saved again, but it was about his sin, the sin he committed in his flesh, not inside his heart. With the heart, man, believing in the righteous. When you get saved, the seed's put inside the soul, and it can never sin again. I appreciate what God's done for me. And I tell you, if you'll believe from the heart, that's why when Paul went over and he heard the Macedonian call, and that little jailer there, when he went over, Paul took heed to the call. And when he went over, and he was beaten, him and Silas, and they laid many stripes upon him and threw him in the inner court of the jail, put bands on him. And as they sang at midnight and prayed unto God, God heard his cry and heard their prayers, and he shook the foundation of the jail, and it got the jailer's attention. He come in, he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And he preached unto him about the Lord. And they were baptized. That's not water baptism. That's baptism of the Holy Spirit. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. That's talking about a birth, the second birth. You must be born again. But I see my time's gone. My prayer to God is you'll get by yourself and do some real praying about your soul. Call out to him. He'll hear you, and he'll save you if you believe on it from the heart. And my prayer in his name, amen.
Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due. All who receive him need never fear, for he will pass over you.
You've been listening to The Gospel of Grace with Vic Reed, a ministry of the Kings Road Baptist Church in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Where the pastor is Jared Reed.
You may write to Vic at P.O. Box 447, Tyrone, Georgia, 30290. Please tune in again next week at this same time.
I will pass over you.